Going to the KODY phone lines now, Sean Jacobs, the warning coordinating meteorologist for the North Platte National Weather Service office, joins us. Sean, thank you again for taking the time for us, sir. Good to talk to you.
Hey, good morning. It's good to talk to you all.
Good morning,
sir. I have to say this. I was a little bit nervous calling in this morning because I didn't know if you guys were going to tell me with all the snow that we had last week to just go away or if you wanted to talk. So thank you for the warm welcome.
Well, you know, we're not going to blame you for it. We needed it. It definitely has made a difference in drought conditions.
Yeah, and I did want to commend you guys give them an attaboy. I was sitting in Chicago watching all this transpire and looking at all the weather maps and talking about, you know, the different models, and you guys nailed it.
We did a really good job with the forecast, and when I say we, it was my colleagues, and all the credit goes to them, you know, that work the operations staff here in the Weather Service. I will tell you this, there's nothing more frustrating when you put in a lot of hard work, long hours, and you're looking at a forecast and it doesn't pan out how it should. And, you know, we take it personally. You know, we take pride in our work. And it's just really neat to see this entire winter, the three big storms that we've had, Colorado lows, we've been pretty much spot on in the areas of the heaviest snows, and it's just been really, really neat to see, and all those accolades go to my colleagues.
Well, just another attaboy for them. You know, the forecast was on target, the results suck, but that's okay.
I will make sure and pass that along in quotes, because that is a great quote.
Now, Sean, let's talk a little bit about that snowstorm that came in last week. Somewhat historic in nature, it sounds like, in terms of the 24 hours of accumulation that took place.
Yeah, you betcha. You know, this time of year is typically the driest time of year for us here in the North Platte area. We don't see that much moisture, and the reason why is because we typically don't see those Colorado lows this time of year. We get a lot of the more Arctic fronts, which is what we're going to see later this week. But again, we don't have that deep moisture coming up from the Gulf of Mexico that these storms can work with. So it was a 24-hour snow total record for the city of North Platte, you know, here in the month of January, which is significant. I mean, we measured here officially at the office 13.9 inches, but I know others around the county, pretty much you saw anywhere from a foot of snow to, in some places, as much as 18 inches of snow here in Lincoln County, maybe even locally a little higher. And that was just a big fetch of moisture coming into a slow-moving system, and you know, everything came together and produced a lot of snow.
A lot of snow, that's for sure, and I don't think it's fair to call it a blizzard, though, because the wind definitely wasn't as present as what it's been in other storms.
Yeah, most certainly, and you think about the cold air snap or the storm that we had in December with all that wind. Thankfully, we did not have the wind, because we would have been talking 8 to 10 foot drifts in areas. Now, there was slightly more wind out in the open areas, especially across like Custer County and up in north central Nebraska, and it was close. Criteria-wise, blizzards have strict criteria, and that criteria is less than a quarter mile visibility, blowing and drifting of snow, and winds on excess of 35 miles per hour. And we did not have the wind, as you said, Tristan, to make that criteria. But Custer County was closed for a couple hours. And,
really?
You know, you ask them, they have some fairly significant drifts. I have friends that live up in the northeast part of the county, and they have some pretty significant drifts up there. So pretty close. But, wow, the power of nature. It's just, it's fun to see, and, you know, it's fascinating, and then it's fun to play in after the fact.
You could say that again, and this is definitely a system that's going to make a big difference in terms of drought conditions, I would imagine, too, Sean.
We hope so, and you know, I do want to caution everybody. The ground is frozen, and there's kind of an internal debate, or there's a lot of discussion going on about how much moisture. Some of the ground did not have moisture when it started to freeze, if you will, when temperatures dropped down. So there was really nothing to freeze in the ground. So that moisture will be accepted back into the ground. Areas that did have frost, and with us, we have frost around 10 inches in the ground now. It's solid. It's hard. So if we have a rapid melt with this snow, a lot of it will rush off rather than percolate into the ground. But as you said, it's helping. And at least it's not doing anything to hurt the ongoing drought, cause us to have further degradation. And if you look at the long-range forecast, we were calling back in September for the opportunity for these Colorado lows that bring up a lot of Gulf moisture, you know, for late winter and early spring. It came a little bit early, but that's good news. And there's still that potential for more storms, maybe not as impactful or as strong as this one was, but there is that potential. So hopefully it's trending in the right direction and get us set up for, a very active spring, but also, you know, for one that is, you know, typically a normal precipitation.
Sean Jacobs, the warning coordinating meteorologist for the National Weather Service office in North Platte, joining us on KODY's Mugs in the Morning. Talk a little bit about that big storm system that came in middle of last week, and you can still see some of the remnants of it remaining throughout the area. How long will we see some of these bigger snow piles remain throughout the region, Sean? Will this take until spring to potentially melt away?
Well, if you like the snow hanging around, you're going to like my forecast at least in the next couple weeks.
I think that's a hint.
That is, yeah.
A little foreshadowing.
Two factors going against the snow melting right now. Number one, the sun angle's still low. We're in the middle of winter, and, you know, that sun is creeping back to the north, so we are gaining daylight. That angle is getting higher, but it's a slow, slow response back to the north right now. So with the lower sun angle, the snow is going to stick around. But also, we're looking at an Arctic front that's going to come down on this weekend, Saturday, and it's going to bring just some nasty cold air. Thankfully, not the wind that we saw with the last cold air snap, and this one's not as cold, but we're looking at highs on Sunday in the low teens, with, of course, sub-zero, you know, lows. So there's not going to be much melting. In fact, today's going to be, we may see highs above 32 today, and then we stay pretty much near that 32-degree mark through the rest of the week until Friday, slightly warmer on Friday ahead of that front. But again, once that Arctic front comes crashing down, it's just going to be bone-chilling cold. And with all this snow sitting here, it's not going to – typically these cold fronts will moderate as they, you know, spill south. But since we have an ice pack, if you will, you know, sitting across the plains here, there's going to be very little moderation of that air mass. So it's going to be cold. And the outlook says it's going to stay cold for a little while, at least the next 2 weeks. So, you know, hopefully by mid-February, we get that February thaw, and we start to see some of it slowly melt off, and, you know, it'll set us up for the spring months.
Looking at my weather app, which, of course, is not as good as Sean and his folks out there, it looks like the first part of next week, Tristan, we can officially issue another KODY Brass Monkey Alert.
It's going to be pretty cold next week.
Yeah. Looks like, according to this, I'm talking -9 Monday.
Oh, my.
-2 for the low on Tuesday. But you know, Monday is interesting. It's -9 is the low, according to this app, and +9 is the high.
And, Sean, watch, let's talk a little bit about the forecast for the week. It sounds like temperature's going to be kind of around freezing for the week itself, or just above freezing, I should say.
Yep, just right around or above. So very, very little moderation there with the forecast. And, again, I think it's because we have all of this, you know, snow and ice just sitting around here, in some areas measuring 2-3 feet. You know, it seems like North Platte has been picked on in Lincoln County, but I'll tell you what, you go up into the Northwest Sandhills, they've had a very difficult winter. And they missed out, and I say quote air quotes, missed out on this storm. They might have only gotten 8-10 inches of snow out of this, but they're going to have snow, you know, sitting around into April just because there's so much of that just sitting up there. So And if you don't mind, this is, you know, me, I'm always about public awareness and safety. With this snowpack, if it does slowly melt, it's going to recharge a lot of the ground moisture. We could see a more active severe weather season once that arrives, you know, mid, late spring into early summer. So, you know what I always say, you know, it's always time to prepare for severe weather here in Nebraska. So just because we got the snow, you know, I think it's pretty safe to say we're not going to have tornadoes or thunderstorms for the foreseeable future, but don't forget about them totally because they will be back here soon.
And, Sean, looking at the forecast late in the week, end of the weekend, I think you alluded to this a couple minutes ago, there are some chances for another system to come into the region.
Yeah. Now, with these Arctic-type systems, they bring more of that nuisance light snow. So you don't have that deep fetch of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico that really allows snow to pile up. But if you get an inch or two here, it's just adding more to the into the snowpack and to the misery, if you will. I'm not a winter weather fan. I'm just going to say it right now. I used to like winter, but as I'm getting older, it's just more and more difficult. So
amazing how that happens.
Very relatable, I can say.
Okay, good. I'm glad I'm in good company here.
Sean, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
You know, I will say this. It's With all the snow, and I know that there's still a lot of people clearing, you know, snow piles. I went out yesterday and was trying to clean up some areas. Take it slow. Really yeah. Take it slow because you don't realize how much strain you're putting on your back, you know, on your different, you know, body parts and stuff, you know, shoveling. And it's there's some moisture content in it. I was a little surprised when I got to the piles out by my road clearing off a section, and I had to take some breaks. So, you know, do the same. Just take it slow.
Yeah, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
That's right. That is exactly it.
Now, before we lose all this snow cover, when do you want to get you and your daughter out and do a little snowshoeing?
You know, whenever is it would be a good time because we certainly have it now.
Yeah.
So you know we can you know we can talk after the show here or talk at some point. But yeah, I think it would be a lot of fun. You know, my daughter, she'll be, well, like any typical 9-year-old, she'll be excited for about the first 10 minutes, and then let's do something else.
That's cool. I mean, that's normal kid stuff.
Yep.
Well, Sean, we appreciate the time as always. Appreciate the great work that you and your colleagues do as well, especially with the last week's storm that came into the area.
Well, thank you for the accolades and the pat on the back. I'll make sure and pass that along to my colleagues.
We appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you again this time next week, Sean.
Sounds good. Talk to you all later.